We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Greg McClure, K-State Research and Extension Ag Agent. Lots of stuff coming up here in January and February. We're going to talk a little bit now about farm program sign up.
So the next thing that we need to be thinking about in the ag world is getting signed up for this next farm bill. And so they call it the 2018 farm bill, but sign up is actually happening right now, and it's going to affect the 2019 through 23, get the numbers right, crop years. And so we've got a sign-up deadline coming up. March 15 may seem like it's far away. March 15 is going to come really fast because there are some decisions that farmers need to make on this program sign-up. I'm planning on losing you on this one, Brandon, because I know you're not really a farmer. Right. But if I've got anybody that is a farm audience, you know, there's some things that they're going to remember about this program. It's going to be very similar to the last one that we signed up for. And the last one we signed up for gave us a choice of programs to price support type programs to sign up for. And the basic choices are agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage. So ARC or PLC. And so it's basically same decision all over again. This time, though, instead of being a five-year decision, it's going to be a two-year decision. And then for the final 3 years of the program, so it's a five-year program, they'll have a chance to sign up annually. So for now, this year, they're going to sign up for 2019 and 2020 crops. And that needs to be done by the 15th of March. Choice, agriculture risk coverage. And so ARC basically is a revenue protection program. So it takes a price times a yield and sets kind of a base price. And what I can say about this is that it's last time around, we had a lot of people go into the ARC coverage. Looked great to start with. And you know, for those who can do the math in their head, if you realize where we were 5 years ago with farm prices, we were coming off of some fairly high yield, fairly high price times. And so our base was set high because of that. And so then if we dropped below that, it was likely to pay off. And so it paid off real well in the first couple of years. What we didn't anticipate was that prices would just drop to nowhere. And so it turns out we would have been most of the time better off signing up for the price loss coverage the last time around. And we didn't. This time around, price loss coverage is a price protection and prices are low. We've had low prices, so now we've got a low base already set. So the ARC, basically, what I can say is, isn't as likely to pay as what it was last sign-up. And it isn't as easy as what I'm maybe making it sound. What I'm going to make it sound easy on is if you've got farmers have base acres, so the farm has base acres based on what's been planted in the past, and so they may have corn base acres, wheat, sorghum, soybeans. That's about mostly what we're going to find here. And it's based on past production history. So if they have wheat and sorghum base acres, that doesn't mean that they planted it in the last 5 years. That's just what their base acres are. Interesting stuff. If they have wheat and sorghum base acres, most likely, I think that our analysis will push them to sign up for the price loss coverage, PLC. If they have soybean base acres, I'm guessing they will sign those up into the agriculture risk coverage, ARC. And then if they got corn base acres, actually any of it, we need to do some analysis. So what I'm going to offer is we can help with that analysis. So anyone who has farm acreage, going to need to sign up in this program. Last time around, it was the landowner's decision. This time, it is the landowner and the tenant. So anyone who has an interest in the crop, they have to agree on what to sign up, on which program to take. Penalty for not signing up is loss of payment. And so, again, this March 15 deadline, you need to get in and get it done. I don't want to get into a debate about farm programs and, you know, good or bad or whatever. You know, this is kind of the world we live in. This is a part of our business. And so we need to do the things that we need to do to make the business viable. And that is get in and get signed up for this program by the 15th of March. Make the best decision you can for what the program is. what choices you can make. And we'd be glad to help with that. I mean, I'll make an appointment. When we sit down on the computer, we can run through this. What I need for producers to do to be prepared for that is to pull together their yield data for the years 2013 through 2017. That's 5 years, isn't it? 13, 14, yeah. Okay, for those 5 years. And then they need to request the 156EZ form from the Farm Service Agency office. So with those two things, we should be able to analyze the options and come up with at least a choice that looks like it'll be the right one.
And all this is just to, you know, make sure you save the most money possible.
It's all this is to try to make the most money possible. We're trying to figure out how we can make a profit on the farm. And, you know, if you sit in Manhattan and you don't get out, you just don't realize how tough it's been the last 5 years. Sometimes feels like we're insulated here because we've got some smaller farms and we've got a lot of people with off-farm jobs. But I do know people are struggling, and it's tough. You know, and when we're talking good operators, it's just, you know, maybe not big, and just, you know, sometimes things, you just weren't in the right position at the right time. But, yeah, there's people struggling because prices are low.
Yeah. Well, and of course, your weather's always a factor. You had a wet year last year, and you had drought the year before.
Yeah. Interestingly, you know, this was a good year. And so we've hung on in pretty good shape because we've had exceptional yields. Last year was a good year north of Highway 24 and could have been a real wreck south of 24. And most of the corn south of Manhattan ended up in silo a year ago. And then this year we've got really, really good yields. You know, if you could get everything worked out. You know, there's parts of the county you get – I know there's a section in the northern part of the county where they had trouble getting their hay put up. You know, you cut it down and then it got rained on, and eventually it grew back up through and – cut it again and never actually bail it. So that didn't happen to a lot of people, but it happened to a couple of them.
All right. Well, we're talking Greg McClure here, Riley County Extension Ag Agent. Some other items coming up here as well?
Got a few more meetings that it wouldn't hurt for us to at least run by you. January 16 and 17, we've got two ag lease meetings. It'll be in adjoining counties, so Junction City and Westmoreland. So that's January 16 and 17. If you're interested in those details, you can either find them on my website, www.riley.ksu.edu, or give me a phone call, you know, 75-537-6350. January 22nd, a soybean production school in Marysville. January 27, Riley County Livestock Association annual meeting and banquet. That's one that I keep telling you, you've got to come to because we serve a really good steak. Mm. So January 27, Riley County Livestock Association annual meeting.
I'm all over that. I love steak.
I can confirm that's a really good steak.
All right.
I can confirm that.
All right.
I've been to those.
Well, good.
You know
come
that.
Again.
You know that.
Do I pay attention? I spend my time in the kitchen. I don't look around and see who's there.
Yeah, I know. That's why the steaks are really good is because that's where you best serve all your constituents or whatever.
I don't necessarily cook those anymore. We've got our Livestock Association board that does that, and they do a good job with it. I've learned, though, that I turn the lights on for them, and so they can't mess up and burn them.
I'm
been
glad
several
you found
years.
Your purpose in life.
That's been several years ago that we figured out, you know, when you're new to a county and you don't know the facility, you don't know where the light switch is.
It's important.
And that one is a little hard to find out there, but yeah.
There's a lot of them, isn't there? Are they all in that one box there in the south wall?
Oh, this one is, it's got its own little switch back in the storage room. And we did screw that up 1 year, and I felt really bad. We had a couple of steaks that were a little black. And, boy, I don't want to ever do that again. You know, you take a good steak and you ruin it. That's not a good deal. We haven't ruined one for a long time.
Good, yeah. But you're pretty good with the baked potatoes.
I'm really good with green beans. Did you try my green beans? Now, I do those green beans. I take it you don't like green beans.
Brandon, his green beans are sensational. Trust me.
He's lying to you.
Trust me.
He's lying to you. He doesn't know. The secret is all
pepper?
The bacon grease.
It's all the bacon grease.
It's all the bacon grease. Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yep.
Very good. Well, Greg, appreciate you coming out here and get better. And we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you for your time.
Stay tuned. More in Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.